Thank you. I like all the energy. It's going to require at least that to push all these projects forward. I do want to say and acknowledge that there are a lot of people that ought to be remembered or noticed as we talk about this. This is not a one-person operation. It's the work of many people. We stand on a number of shoulders. Interestingly enough, California got a major boost in energy and conservation when the state legislature and Governor Ronald Reagan in 1974 passed the State Energy and Resources Conservation Commission. It's good to remember that Ronald Reagan got it going. He also helped undermine it when he became president by cutting back on subsidies for energy efficiency, appliance efficiency, and renewable energy. But it did start 37 years ago. That's good to remember. I see my friend Richard Mullen in the audience. He hired the first employee at the State Energy Commission way back in 1975 when this got started. So it takes a lot of people and takes a lot of perseverance. I remember my eighth grade teacher, Sister Alice Joseph, once wrote on the blackboard, perseverance, perseverance. Perseverance. You got to keep that. It takes a long time to get anything done. And here we are now discussing how to implement the plan of 12,000 megawatts of distributed power. I might also cite a book that I have on my bookshelf in the governor's office called Brittle Power by Amory and Hunter Levins, talking about brittle power. What we're talking about today is the very opposite of brittle power. It's resilient, it's secure, because it is so distributed. And in the face of these complexities and acronyms, and looking through all the panels here, this is complicated stuff. It's hard to even talk about. And in politics, complexity is the enemy of success. We deal in simplicity. We deal in shifting blame and responsibility. We deal in slogans. And yet to get anything done, it takes the vision, but it takes precision, it takes perseverance, it takes handling a lot of different issues. And certainly as power is distributed, lots of issues that we're going to talk about and all of you are going to confront come up, and we're going to get them resolved. I've been working on this 12,000 megawatt proposal for extended over the last couple of years when I was Attorney General and my staff there. I told them, what's the biggest solar initiative that we could conceptualize? And a group of people came up with the notion of 20,000 megawatts by 2020. 8,000 central-based solar power, 12,000 distributed. California has already launched in Blythe, California, California private company has, a 1,000-megawatt central-based solar plant, which will be the largest in the world and will of itself double the amount of central-based solar power that exists in the world. Now, the goal would be a little harder to become the world leader in distributed solar power. I believe Germany has about 11,000 megawatts already. China is probably going to be building faster than anyone else, but I'm confident that California will be the leader in the United States and one of the leaders throughout the world. And what we're talking about now is people talk about Texas. You know, everything's great in Texas. They don't have any regulations. They don't have taxes. Workers work factually for nothing. It's just a place to accumulate capital and then come to California and enjoy spending it. But I like to think that whatever amount of oil they have over there in Texas, we have a hell of a lot more sun right here in California. And the oil is just a bunch of fossilized vegetation that over time has become rather valuable. But the sun, more abundant, more powerful, and capable of generating more power. Now, to get to that point, of course, it's going to take a lot of photovoltaic installations. It's going to take battery technology advances. It's going to take all manner of investment, risk-taking, and collaboration. But I think this conference today is a major step toward the creation of jobs, the utilization of the sun, and dealing with what is going to be an increasing challenge, the effects of climate change. But even before we get to the consequences of the greenhouse gas buildup, we are spending, we Americans, hundreds of billions of dollars importing foreign oil. That could all go back into our economy if we had domestic energy sources, which we do. And that's really the challenge today because, as I say, reading through all the different panels, this is really complex stuff. But it's probably more, it's almost complex than nuclear reactor. But at the end of the day, it's more secure, more sustainable, and it's more Californian, more American because we can do it all here. Although we're probably going to buy some photovoltaic materials from China and a few other places. We'll have to do something about that, too. But that will take money. And my final point is this. You read about the problems of deficits and cutbacks, and we are cutting access to the courts. We're cutting on supplemental income to the poor, to the elderly. We're doing all sorts of retrenchment. But at the same time that we try to, and do, in fact, because we will, balance our budgets, we have to invest. Have to keep investing. California is still a place of innovation. It's a place where the tradition of creating new, entirely new industries still is very much alive. Movie industry, the aerospace, computer, internet, medical advances, stem cell research. These are all very important activities in California, and I believe the distributed solar energy is another great breakthrough that can be invested in, generate the jobs, generate the energy security, and keep California up among the innovative places in the world. So that's your challenge, and now we have to get into the nitty-gritty of making all this work with the regulations and the taxes and the Public Utility Commission processes and all the interveners and all the other stuff you have to go through. So your job is to figure out the path through the thicket. And on the other side, we'll have our solar future where everything's going to work right and the lion will lie down with the lamb and we'll turn swords into plowshares. Thank you very much.